Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and our word this week is Pentecost. This coming Sunday, we celebrate the festival of Pentecost, and when you think about Pentecost, you most likely think about the events that are described in Acts chapter 2, those events that describe the coming of the Holy Spirit. But Pentecost actually was originally an Old Testament festival. It was one of the three main festivals that were celebrated by Old Testament believers. It wasn't called Pentecost in the Old Testament. That's the Greek name for the festival. But it's called either the Feast of Harvest or the Feast of Weeks. It's mentioned in five places in the first five books of the Old Testament, in Exodus 23 and 24, Leviticus 16, Numbers 28, and Deuteronomy 16. It was celebrated in the early weeks of the harvest. In Palestine, there were two harvests each year. The early harvest came in May or at the beginning of June, and then the final harvest would come in the fall. The feast would be held after seven full weeks had passed since First Fruits Day of the Passover celebration. And the Feast of First Fruits took place the first day after the Sabbath that occurred in the midst of the week-long Passover celebration. It's interesting to note that Jesus' resurrection occurred on the first day after the Sabbath during Passover. So Jesus was raised from the dead on First Fruits Day. This is almost certainly what Paul had in mind when he says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20, "But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Just as the first fruits offered to God under the old covenant anticipated the fuller harvest to come, the resurrection of Jesus anticipates our own bodily resurrection." But anyway, the Feast of Harvest, or the Feast of Weeks, was 7 weeks, or a week of weeks, which is how it became known as that Feast of Weeks. So 49 days plus the immediate Sunday account for 50 days. And so that's where you get that term Pentecost. You hear the penta in there for 50. I mentioned already that this was one of the three main Jewish festivals. It was a pilgrim festival. So according to Jewish law, all of the adult Jewish men would come from wherever they were living to Jerusalem and personally be in attendance during the celebration. It was a day where no work was to be done, and there was a certain celebration, or there were certain celebrations and sacrifices and offerings that were prescribed in the law. The high priest was to take two loaves of freshly baked wheat bread and offer them before the Lord. The wheat bread was made from the newly harvested wheat. Later on in the 12th century AD, the Jewish festival of Pentecost would also become a day of celebrating the giving of the law, though this meaning is never attributed to that day in Scripture. Pentecost takes on a whole new meaning, of course, though, in the New Testament. In Acts chapter 2, we read how after Jesus' ascension, his disciples were gathered together on Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit filled the whole house where they were sitting, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The strange occurrence drew a large crowd, and so Peter took the opportunity to stand up and to speak to the people about why this had happened, and then to speak to them about repentance and the gospel of Christ. By the end of the day, the church grew by 3,000 people. And it was the perfect day for the Holy Spirit to come. Remember, I mentioned that this was one of the three pilgrim festivals of the Old Testament. And so you had people from all over the Roman Empire there that day. Those 3,000 people who were converted that day were from many and various places. Verses 9 through 11 of Acts chapter 2 lists off some 15 different areas that people were gathered there from. And so, what did these people do after this event? they became instant foreign missionaries who took back home that news of what the Messiah had come to do, about who that Messiah was, Jesus of Nazareth. Because of the massive conversion that happened on that first Christian Pentecost, it has been nicknamed the birthday of the New Testament church. What we remember on Pentecost, of course, is the work of the Holy Spirit among us. And sadly, the Holy Spirit is often, sometimes, the forgotten person of the Trinity. But let's remember how vital the Holy Spirit's work is to salvation. 1 Corinthians 12:3 says, "No one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. If not for the Holy Spirit, all of the Father's work in planning out our salvation, all of the Son's work in accomplishing our salvation, it would have been for nothing because nobody would believe it. But the Holy Spirit has caused us to believe, and so we proclaim that Jesus is Lord." As we celebrate Pentecost this Sunday, let's give thanks to the Holy Spirit for bringing us to faith and ask that He would continue to be with us so that we may be strengthened in our faith and so that others might also be brought into His church. Thanks for listening.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.